You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
That's what my boss thought. I couldn't believe that. I thought everybody knew what an ASCAP was. It's an ASCAP membership. ASCAP.
Okay. It's not an ass hat.
It's, no, it's not an ass hat.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm lost, it's okay.
Yeah, it's a membership for protecting your music.
Like a writer, performer, or producer.
Yeah. You fill out the application. It's like $50 to fill it out. If they don't approve it for some reason, you don't get your $50 back. But if they do, then it's a lifetime thing. You know, if you upload, say, your songs, like say you wrote this massive pop hit and you upload it and then someone else like covers it or borrows it, wink, wink, for something that they're doing. And
hold on,
the lawyers, hey,
hold on. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna turn around and desert you.
Yeah.
So shit, now we gotta pay Rick Astley like $50. Fuck you, Scott. Don't be singing happy birthday either, so.
And you're welcome.
We can't afford that shit.
That was excellent. That was so damn funny. That was, my son told me today, get this. This is as funny as what he just told me. I was over at my granddaughter's, my daughter's house, and it was my granddaughter's birth. She turned 5. And versus like massive food, cake and ice cream, like, you know, all this stuff that I'm not supposed to be eating, but I do. And my son gives me a ride home and he tells me, for his 40th birthday, he wants to do an 80s bash.
Nice.
But he wants everybody to show up as a viable 80s icon. Those are his exact words.
Okay,
viable. Because when I'm showing up kind of, sort of looking like you're from the 80s, I want you either as, you know, name an icon from the 80s. Like, you're either Prince, you're Michael Jackson, you're Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, you're this person, you're that person, but it has to be in an 80s
recognizable
form.
I wish I could send my buddy Fabio that came. He came as, you know, Richard Simmons. No, he didn't come as Fabio, which would have been funny too, but he came
that
as Richard Simmons and he brought it. Like, he was channeled. So if you want to say viable, Fabio was Richard Simmons for the evening. He really brought it. So yeah, that'd be a good one.
But it's too funny because he told me, he says he recognizes 80s more because he grew up in the 80s. He was born in 1979, but he technically really grew up in the 90s, but he says he doesn't really have any connection with the 90s. But he told me, oh my God, he says, apparently at some point I had a 45. I think it was one of those diskettes, you know, like you have one song on one side, one song on the other. Maybe it was a 45. I don't know. He remembers, obviously, more than I do. I had Rick Astley on one side, Billy Ocean on the other.
Oh, wow. Was it Kirby and Queen?
Yeah. He just recently found out that Billy Ocean was not white.
Really?
Yeah.
How could you not tell by his, like, his voice sounds, he sounds
he black. Said because
is that racist? That's not supposed to be racist, I swear.
Rick Astley sounded like that, so he just figured he was a guy like Rick Astley. Seriously.
Rick Astley's got a very, he's got a very deep timber. He's got a really good voice. It's a shame he didn't get to get
as popular. He just figured Billy Ocean was the same way. I died. I was laughing so hard. I thought, I cannot believe you said that. And then you
That's
come
funny
off with...
And Rick Astley is like, you look at him, he's one of the whitest guys you've ever seen. He's ginger. He's got to be Irish or Scottish or something. He's got that.
Howdy
doody. Yeah. Howdy doody. He's got the freckles and everything.
That howdy doody thing going, but you know,
put him in a flannel shirt. We're there.
Yeah. It's howdy doody time. It's howdy doody time.
Hey, we don't have to pay anybody for that, do we?
Who do we got to pay for that one?
I have no clue. So, learn to play the guitar, writing songs, still working on the stuff with the meditation guy. I'm sure by next week I'll be playing the flute or something. I don't know. Sammy has all these ideas. It's just, I really have to keep him focused because he gets so excited about stuff. And you would think it would be the teacher that has to keep the student focused, which he does, mind you. He's really good at that. But it's just like, I feel a little... Oh, odd, I guess, trying to, you know, I get excited about, oh, I did this week. Oh, let's do this. So I'm like, no, let's focus on what we did last week. Yeah, last week was last week. Kind of thing. But he's a great guy and his band is amazing. So, yeah, so I've been having a lot of fun just kind of, you know, pretending to be a musician. I'm almost there. I think if I can master the guitar, I can actually say, hey, guess what? I'm an actual musician.
So then, like, are you doing, like, a chord buddy kind of thing, or is this just, like, legitimate strumming and kind of, like, learning the chords and everything?
Yeah, no, I mastered a few chords. I can actually play them without looking at the replacement. Yeah. The strumming parts, it's taken a little time. Mainly because I'm working on the whole transition thing, you know. I'm still doing this is an A. Hold on, wait a second. Fingers, finger, here. This is a D. Hold on, wait a minute. Fingers here, you know. So when it comes to be like a natural transition, then I'll be like, okay, I'm the shit. You know, I'll be able to play something that people go, oh, hey, I know what that is, as opposed to, what are you doing? I get a lot of that. Like, what is that? Is that a song? No! It's called practice. So, yeah. But it's been fun.
All right. Well, very cool. So, music is progressing, and...
Last but not least, Mr. Dave.
Yeah, Dave, what's going on, man?
Well, I mean,
how's the job getting?
Yeah,
going?
And that's exactly it. I you know, for weeks I've been getting a lot of what the way I refer to it is first dates, meaning I get people contacting me for interviews, and you know, either have a phone interview or I go. You know, have that. So I'm glad that that's gotten, you know, I'm getting more traction on that where I'm not just saying my resume out and nothing's happening. So
that's good.
Yeah. So that's definitely improved. But afternoon, I got a one of the companies that I had been working with to try to get a job with them. And they had me go through a lot of extra steps that you normally wouldn't have with just like interview stuff. You know, because they had me do like a DISC profile, which I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's like a personality profile test. So they paid for me to do that. And they even contacted all my references because my references told me. So and then nothing. And then I was like, okay, well then, you know, I guess maybe that's that. Uh-huh. But he called me up tonight to say, hey, I really meant to call you on Friday. And he started apologizing to make me, and I started like, he's dumping me. But he says, no, by the end of the week, I'm going to have an offer.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. So nice. Well, I'm like, awesome. That is sweet. So it's going to be a gig in the city. So I'm going to be one of those dudes that will probably be on the train. So that'd be a new experience for me.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully by the end of the week, I get an offer that is acceptable, and we agree to terms, and I can tell Cynthia to kiss my ass. Yeah.
Oh.
I cannot wait. Wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to have to edit all this part out.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if it doesn't happen.
Hey, yeah. speaking of editing, I'm sorry to, dude, I'm very excited for you. I hope it all comes together. But
me
about
too.
this episode tonight, Dave, just so you know, I'm willing to like edit tomorrow night so we can post this right away so that Burt Reynolds is, you know, still in the loop of things. So it's not like a week out.
Yep. All right. Yeah.
Are you good with that?
Yeah, we want them to be relevant.
Huh?
If you're doing the work, then hell yeah.
Yeah, okay. All I need you to do is, once I get done editing it, you just need to post it. So whatever you got to do. You know, your posty thing, whatever that is.
The mojo that I do so well.
Yes, that voodoo that you do.
Voodoo that you do.
The voodoo that you do so well.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the easy part. So editing is always the one that takes a little bit more time. So very cool.
It's not that bad. What?
I forgot to send you guys the video clip of Jesse.
Oh, a video clip? I thought
it
was
not video.
A voicemail.
I'm sorry. No, audio clip. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You said you were going to send it to the email.
That's it. I'm out of here. I was going to. I got to go. You're done.
I'm on.
I'm being replaced? You're going to get a different overload, are you?
Yes.
All right, good luck finding another bitch boy.
Excuse me? Oh, really?
Just messing with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If anything, you're the whip holder.
Ooh. Well, I'm into that. Did I say that loud? I didn't mean to.
Wow. You
totally did.
Yeah. The real Dave's coming out.
This conversation really taken a strange turn. I wasn't expecting.
It's the bourbon.
As long as there's
not
hey, if there's no gag balls involved, I'm okay. So
you're the gimp. Come on. No, I mean, hey, did I wow,
bring out the gimp? Happened? Oh my god.
Wow. That I guess that's so, drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, get a little saucy here.
Yep. I started drinking about 3 hours ago, so I'm good.
Oh, are you done or are you continuing?
Oh no, I still have, no, what are you kidding?
You have the bottle with you.
No, I don't have a bottle in front of me, but I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. Wow. Now if we could drop crickets in there, that would be freaking sweet.
Well, you're gonna be editing, so as long as we can remove Rose's ass cap.
I don't think so.
this is the stuff that should be reserved for our Patreon. Really, like this stuff. Anyway, hold on. I have to read a text. It's very important. It's about one of the greyhounds that we just fostered. Just give me a second here. You go.
All right.
Talk amongst yourself.
Everybody,
let me give you a topic.
Amongst yourselves.
Coffee and dogs.
Coffee and dogs. Talk amongst yourselves.
I'm feeling verklempt.
So there's this one time I was drinking a latte and I was petting my dog, Penny.
How is Penny?
That's where I got her. She's doing great.
Yeah.
My daughter has a dog now.
Oh, really?
She has a dog now?
Yeah, she's got a brindle pit. I rescued it from its owner. They live next door to her, and they got evicted. And they asked if he could stay for a couple of days till they found a place. And when she brought him over, she said, what did she say he looked like? He walked over to their house like Eeyore.
Aww. All down and depressed.
Head hanging low, ears were back. He was tail between his legs. I was like, oh my gosh. Poor baby.
That was my boy, Bo. That's how we adopted our first greyhound. He was very, like, withdrawn and both tail mm-hmm. and head tucked, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's rough.
But when he looks at you, he's got those sad eyes. And the whole time I was there today, because I hadn't really had a chance to spend a lot of time with him. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what this power or no power I have over dogs. They always want to, like, stand in front of me. Like, they want to, like, flush up against me. Like, they just... I'm like, what? Do I look like I'm going to fall? What are you...
that's funny. Greyhounds, in general, it always comes back to me about greyhounds. They're leaners.
Mm.
They lean on you. It's just one of those things. In fact, one of our friend's dogs, his name is Fire. Mm-hmm. His racing name was like Firecracker or something, so they just called him Fire.
Yeah.
But he leans so heavily that it's almost like he's coming up as a hockey player and shoulder checks you. Like he comes up, he walks up to you and just goes, boom, shoulder into your thigh. Hey, pet me. Oh. You know, it's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah, Ringo's kind of like that. He just...
That's cool. That's good.
He's a good boy.
So she's keeping him? It's all good?
Yeah, I think so. Well, the lady came by. It was so sad. The lady came by. She's like, why is he scratching? He didn't have any fleas when I left him here. And blah, blah, you know, because she's got like two kittens and they're young still. And, you know, sometimes they get out and they want to run around the yard and then they come back in and something scares them. So she's, you know, she's just like new mom kind of a thing. She's got kittens. Now she's got a dog. And she's like, I know how to raise humans, mom. She says, animals should never really been my thing. I was like, I know, honey, but you got a good heart. I said, just keep telling him what a good boy he is and how much you love him. And when, you know, the old hag comes over to see him, just, you know, tell her to fuck off, you know.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to take care of this dog and you chose not to, you know, complaining because he's scratching or he might have a flea. Or I said, how about the skin condition that he had when you got him, you know, from, you know, they get that rash thing, you know, when they're allergic to flea bites. I was like, what about that? How did he get that? You know, that was there long before you got him. Was she trying to pin that on you? You know, I was like, I wouldn't even open the door for the bitch.
Yeah, I wish we had time for me to tell you the story about the foster dog that we have right now. It's a terribly mm-hmm. sad story, but there's so many mm-hmm. sad stories of dogs out there.
Yeah.
But no. I'm glad that, you know, there's people out there trying to make a difference. I'm glad that it sounds like, you know, maybe it's this dog's found the right place and going to be on the mend. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's
good to hear.
Good boy, and the kids love him, and he's not aggressive towards them or anything.
That's awesome. What did you say what kind of dog he is?
The brindle pit.
Brindle pit. Okay, like, so like a pit mix?
Yeah, he's got the brindle markings, but he looks brindle. He looks like he might be mixed with something, like maybe a lab or something.
Yeah,
but
that's common. You know, it's so
dominant gene, so. But yeah.
So, did
you read your text message?
Oh yeah, I got it. We're good. It has to do with the foster that we have right now.
Okay.
It really is. If, like, we fostered this dog over a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It went into the prison program, graduated, got adopted during its training.
Yeah.
By somebody several hours away. And they just had a lot of problems with her.
Yeah.
And they wanted to return her like two or three times, and they kept changing their mind. They don't want to return her. Finally, they returned her, and now she's back with us, and we're just trying to get her back to not being emotionally, like, I don't want to use the word abused, because I don't think that's what they were intending to do. They're just a little overbearing, and they put too much pressure on her to be okay, you know?
Yeah.
Like the overprotective parent type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have this dog that's kind of, we've had her for over a week now, and she was really subdued and kind of withdrawn and seemed like she was in a lot of pain because of some corns and leg issues or whatever. But she's really come out of her shell in the last couple of days, so we're seeing improvement, and we think that she has a lot of hope for the future, and she's still only not even 4 years old. So we have a lot of work to do, but she's going to be fine. I see a lot of improvement. And I'm very excited about it.
That's
so
good.
That's the short version of this story. You wouldn't believe what has been going on. So anyway, maybe I'll send you an email or something later on explaining, so that way you can understand what we're talking about.
No, here. I would be interested in finding out, because I, you know, like I said, I last time I owned a dog, it was 1980 something.
Huh.
No, I'll take that back. It was probably in the 90s, but they kind of came and went because my son was ever bringing, you know, animals home and wanting to do these amazing things with them. And then it's just like it kind of fell on me for the responsibility of taking care of them. Well, I couldn't, like, raise three kids, raise a dog, work full time.
Right.
You know, and so something, unfortunately, you know, you can see it. It sounds amazing, but it was a totally different time, you know, with the whole cognitive awareness of animals being part of the family, you know. So, you know, I had to, for like a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks, you know, and I could see the temperament still didn't always mesh, and, you know, the behavior patterns, you know, they had separation anxiety, and, you know, all these things were going wrong. You know, thank goodness that there was a thing in the paper where you could, you know, you wouldn't have to take it to the pound. You know, you could say, hey, I got this, you know, Rottweiler that needs the loving home with somebody that actually told me that, you know, separation anxiety, which was Louise. And I had her for almost a month, and I just didn't know what to do with her, because every time I went to work, I'd come home and she would leave me a present in the bed. Specifically on my side of it.
You know, separation anxiety is a tricky one. That's there's a lot of ways that it can manifest. Bo, our first greyhound, had separation anxiety, and this is, you know, 6 years ago when we first got him. He chewed through the metal crate.
Wow.
He did not want to be. And which is weird, because greyhounds, they're used to being crated all their life. That's just where they are. That's where they stay when they're not racing. They're in a crate. So when he came off the track and wasn't around either other animals or other people,
he
flipped out and had to chew his way out of the crate. It was it wasn't until we got our second greyhound that toned him down. You know what I mean? So anyway. Do you guys want to, we're playing catch up. See what I say, 30 minutes at least, right?
Before
we get rolling. And it is actually 9:02. Yes. And I'm okay. I'm not I don't have to get up real early tomorrow. I do have to go to work, but it's not pressing. Like I can roll in at 9 and not be a problem tomorrow, so it's not a big deal.
Cool.
It's good to be the king.
Well, you know, this wouldn't be the case if my client would freaking respond to my texts and my emails this weekend. You know, I needed some information before I can start this job tomorrow. And if he doesn't respond to me by tomorrow morning, I don't have a crew to send there because I got to send them somewhere else. I'm like, you know, I can't wait for you to just wait till the last minute to tell me what you need done to this house. It's a rental. He's a property manager.
Tell me what you really want.
So he's, you know, it's one of these things where the client, the previous tenant has moved out and we need to do like a revamp, you know, a fresh coat of paint and a few touch ups here and there throughout the house. But
yeah.
I can't move forward if he doesn't tell me what color he wants the house painted. I can't do anything with anything else in the house until he tells me a few items. And he hasn't told me yet. I asked for it last week, and he said, oh, yeah, I'll have it to you by Friday or Saturday. Well, I arranged for a crew. I arranged for 4 people to be there tomorrow morning, somewhere between 8:30 and 9, and I had never heard back from him. So I said, you know, you guys need to find something else tomorrow. Let's postpone it till Tuesday. So whatever.
I know.
You don't want to communicate? I can do the same thing. I'm just going to let it go. You know, you don't want to get your house fixed up? Fine. Whatever. I can't just guess. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. You send him a text and you say, you know, look, if you don't respond, you're going to get a pink house.
Yeah.
Little pink houses for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking Pepto pink, baby.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're gonna go John Mellencamp on that shit.
I'll tell you, yeah. down here in Florida, they're all over the place. The pink houses.
I bet you they are.
They really are.
I just painted one last week. You painted your house pink.
I painted the back patio wall, the wall that faces the patio, because we had to put in a new door, so we had to do some stucco work and repaint. Well, we had to match their paint of the existing house. The house is pink. So I had to paint.
Was it pink or salmon?
No, it's pink.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could remember the name. Damn. Ah, I can't remember the name of the pink. It's not Pink Ladies pink. Like Grease. Like
Carnation pink, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not pink.
That'd be great if that was like a actual like color for
Pink Ladies.
No, Pepto Pink.
Pepto.
Yeah.
You know, well.
You go into Home Depot.
Whoever makes that product might have a problem. Pepto Pink,
please.
Do you know what I mean?
Probably.
Like.
Who was it? Sharon Williams.
No, I'm talking about like the chemical. The one that I got.
Yeah.
The one that I got was, I think it was Bear.
Oh, Bear. That's a good brand.
No, Sherwin-Williams. That's what it was. It was Sherwin-Williams.
Okay. So you can Google Sherwin-Williams.
Sherwin, not Sherman.
I know.
So many people call it Sherwin, but it's not.
I got it at the end. It's a hard word to say when you couple it with William.
Yes, two W's don't always work well.
Yeah.
All right, what the fuck are we doing here, people? we're talking about paint.
Let's talk. That's how exciting our lives are now, Dave. We're talking about paint.
I thought we were doing something with Burt Reynolds, but Burt. I guess not.
Burt. No. Did he ever play a painter in any movie? No, he did not.
No.
All right, well then, screw this Burt Reynolds topic. Let's talk about paint. I'm a fan of Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. Oh, dude, don't get me started on Bob Ross. I love Bob Ross. Have you ever seen the video?
Happy Accidents.
Have you watched the video game?
No, video game.
Oh, Bob Ross. So game? Is Bob Ross. Do you know about this?
No.
No.
Oh, no. My gosh. It is the funniest thing, and it is so well put together. It must have cost a lot of money to put this thing together, or lost a lot of time. Or somebody just has way too much time on their hands. But look up on YouTube the Bob Ross video game. I shit you not. You will be laughing your ass off. Like,
okay.
All you got to do is give it about 15 to 30 seconds. Like, the first 15, 30 seconds, you're going, okay, what is this? And then after that, it just goes no holds barred. It's freaking awesome, dude. If you guys like Bob, if you think Bob Ross is an interesting thing, I have a shirt. I have a Bob Ross t-shirt.
Well, he was from there. Wasn't he from Jacksonville?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought he was. Oh, he's from Florida.
I don't know, but I brought it up to a friend. I brought it up to a friend of mine. This video, and I was this video game. It's a joke, you know. It's a farce video game. It's not real, but it's got like it is the best. Just a little touch of clouds, little happy. We're just putting some happy little clouds right here.
So the one that I just googled it says the joy of painting in Fallout 4. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. No, it's the Bob Ross video game. That's all I know it about as. I don't know.
Okay. The top result was in Fallout 4.
It could be Fallout 4 because it has a lot of weaponry in it that's really freaking cool. like grenade launchers that put the clouds in the painting. It's seriously hysterical.
He would have loved that. He would have totally loved that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. So anyway,
he was like in the Marines or something. I know he was prior military.
Yes, I believe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I believe he was.
He was a
special ops guy. Like he was hardcore.
No, he was a drill sergeant.
That's what
basically,
it was.
Basically, he did like training. He
Get
training
the fuck out of here.
No, and he
Bob Ross
said,
was a drill instructor.
Yes, he was. And he said the reason why he had such a soft-spoken voice was he was in the Air Force. That's what it was. And he said that when he came out, he spent 21 years in the service, and he said that he never wanted to relate to another human being like that ever again. And that's why he was so laid back and chill, because apparently when he was in the service, he wasn't. So apparently Ross was a badass.
Wow.
And yeah. And he had, but he said it was part and parcel of the job and he didn't like it. So that's why he got out after. Well, apparently he was in there 21 years. So he obviously, you know, liked it for a little bit, but
I just wish I could have his hair.
Oh, and that really? Was another thing.
Even he as an option.
Yeah. he used to cut his hair, and then after a while, he got, you know, kind of poor, and he was trying to save money on haircuts, and he just let it grow. And then he realized that he could form it into an afro, I guess, because he had like super curly hair. So when it grew out, so
you gotta wonder if there's like some African American blood back in like way back in his genealogy because his hair was definitely afro like.
Oh yeah, he has some kick ass hair.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously, if you guys after the show go back watch the Bob Ross video game, it's like a 3-minute video. It's freaking hysterical.
I can do that. Yeah. I'll probably do it after I make dinner. So if we get past the 7:30 mark, I'm going to have to cut you guys off.
What?
You heard me.
That's
I'm sorry. I'm looking at Bob Ross military picture.
That's only an hour and 20 minutes, Rose.
7:30. We started at 5:30. I'm gonna have to eat dinner sometime
so
tonight.
So what does that make it?
It's like 6:13 here now.
Okay, so yeah, an hour and 17 minutes.
We should be able to talk shit ton about Burt Reynolds. An hour and 17 minutes.
So what can we get some more paint? We got some more painting topics to go through.
The paint topics? Come on, man.
Can we dig it?
No, I think Bob Ross is the topic of the night.
I just need to get my three choices in and get out. Hit it, get out. Oh my goodness.
All right, so this is Bonsai Retro Club. Can you dig it? That's right, I jumped right into the intro.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!